All right. This time of year. So, basketball season started. NBA's running. Colleges, seniors playing. And, well, you know, we have year-round tournaments. But high school, middle school should be starting later this month, next month for sure. This here is for beginners. And the reason why I want to address beginners, when I started officiating, the numbers were probably about where they're at now. We just had less schools. The age demographic of the majority of the officials was probably a lot less. I had to guess it was in his 30s for sure. 30 to 40s. Now it's more on the top end. Speaking basketball. Because again, it was less schools. So, less numbers, less percentage, etc. You know, I remember when I first started, assignment was done outside, and the assigner would use the hood of his truck or car vehicle. He did pass out printed assignment sheets, and we stood around and waited for our assigned games. And I can't recall all, but I think we did it at each meeting. I think we had meetings every Sunday. And back then, we had camp for new officials, which were ran by the experienced officials. But it was just the association. It was not, at that time, my awareness that there were camps everywhere at all levels. I did not know the magnitude of what was going on. I was later introduced to some corps officials, experienced officials, matter of fact, college officials, that they took me to the side, and at the time I didn't know what they were doing. But they were mentoring me. And you'll be amazed coming into the sport as an official to have a mentor. Mentors can be assigned to you by the chapter, if you're in the chapter, etc. You can choose your mentor, or you can have a mentor that wants to be a mentor seek you out. And that goes into my spiel about the beginning of the season. Prior to now, we run a lot. And two of the hardest things to do is to run and be mentally in shape. You're not mentally in shape and physically in shape, you're going to have problems in that game. May it be an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, hopefully no longer than 2 hours. And I'm speaking of high school down. So if you're not already trying, started, doing it, thinking about it, you may want to work on your at least physical aspect of it. The mental part, I can't sit here and say what gets you mentally prepared. I can think of various things. No, athletes do chess. Athletes see psychologists, etc. I'm not saying go see a psychologist, play chess, checkers, get your mental toughness in, say club ball tournaments, scrimmages. However you seek out that mental aspect of it, it goes hand in hand. And it makes a game a lot easier. And of course, I recommend getting in shape. You want to look good in your uniform. Presentation is high up there in percentage. Mechanics, you're new. You eventually learn them. But learn your mechanics. Rules. I was taught, well, I'm going to learn the basic high school rules and then I'm going to go and call games everywhere, blah, 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 blah. For whatever game that you're calling, may it be a club game, may it be a tournament game, may it be a middle school game, may it be a whatever, different chapter, different rules, learn those rules. That's a must. Learn the rules. These are things that will make your life much easier to some degree when you walk on that court. Again, you have the players, coaches, fans. You may have never been in a surrounding of that atmosphere, but it's different. Some can handle it, some can't. Some will learn to, some will not be able to. Depending on the level, and the level even at 8th grade could have pressure. So you're going to have some sort of pressure. And that's where the fatigue comes in, mentally and physically. And you want to build yourself up to handle that as best as possible. Beginning of the season, I'm talking, going in, playing for an association, starting level, high school, middle school. Things you have to do, you're going to have to buy your uniform. Remember, buy your uniform. Have it all ready before the season starts. Normally in association, they're going to have training for new officials. Jump into it. Uniform training. Seek out a mentor. Seek out a mentor. Scrimmages come about, jump at them. Pay your dues. Be up on your dues. Pay whatever dues they are, pay them. So you got all that taking place in. Attend meetings. Attend your meetings. Learn how to use the software. Game assignments, co-official finding them inside the software, location of your game, how to read your schedule. Understand that software. Very important. Beginning officials. These are some things that will help you as you progress to whatever level you may choose. Once you network, getting involved with the association games, find out about the club games, weekend games. Warning on those weekend games. Make sure when you do them, you're getting paid. Make sure when you do those weekend games outside of the association, because the association probably doesn't have any connection. Make sure that whoever runs it, and I'm going to say it, has the officials back. And I won't elaborate on that. I'm gonna come back to that someday. But these are things for beginning official. Definitely get into that rule book. Learn that rule book. You know, I like when officials can quote the section, paragraph, etc. I'll be truthful, I can't do that. Cannot do it. Look at video, study video, watch professional, college, watch games. Watch games. You know, one of the first things I learned when I became official, somebody told me, when you start watching games as an official, you will not watch it as a fan. You may act like a fan from time to time, but you're going to watch it as an official. And that's what happens to us as officials. Some more pre-game, pre-officials, new officials. When you get that assignment, reach out to your co-official in a timely manner. Most likely that co-official will be experienced. That may not be the case. You don't have to contact the expo co-official and tell them your level, etc. You're contacting them to talk about, and you can tell them your level you want to. Game, I'll be there at what time? Parking. I like to see the officials park together, if possible. I like to park normally away or as close. Personally, as close to, if you have a dressing room, depending on the level. And I prefer that parking is where the coaches park or it's secured. Normally won't be the case. But some of the things, because of the safety thing, issue, walking out that gym into that parking lot with those fans after that game. Not only fans, could be the players and the coaches. You know, normally you do have security at your games. Reach out to your core official. Discuss pre, you know. When you get into the pregame, get to that at a later date. But these are some of the things that I did not know. Nobody explained it to me. We're in a dire need, dire state. And as I say, we, you know, I hate to use the word brotherhood, but officials is officiating. You develop a relationship in a lot of areas. Coaches, players, fans, the game, everything. And it takes a lot to be an official. And so I won't go on any longer, but I will reiterate, these are some of the things that I did not know going into becoming an official. And I waited late. And I always tell the story, I waited late for a reason. I played sports up through college, attempted my professional, didn't make it. Did not have the temperament because I was still had that players on the field mentality, which it is an aggressive state of mind. And then I was not ready to deal with the fans, the coaches, the players, nothing. Because I feel that I was still part of the game, which I was not. I didn't know how to separate myself. Now I do. It's the best thing for me. Temperament's great. And you learn how to communicate, pressure situation, etc. We have a shortage. There's a lot of reasons and factors, understandable ones. COVID hit, coming back, fans, coaches, players, pay. It's a lot of reasons. Y'all have a good game, good day. Yeah, I'll get back with you.